Welcome to week three of World Relief's four-part Advent series. My name is Rachel, and this week we're reflecting on Jesus's encounter with the woman at the well. Our scripture today comes from the book of John, chapter 4. Here's an excerpt. When a Samaritan woman came to draw water, Jesus said to her, "Will you give me a drink?" The Samaritan woman said to him, "You are a Jew, and I am a Samaritan woman. How can you ask me for a drink?" For Jews do not associate with Samaritans. Jesus answered, "Everyone who drinks this water will be thirsty again, but whoever drinks the water I give them will never thirst. Indeed, the water I give them will become in them a spring of water welling up to eternal life." The woman said to him, "Sir, give me this water so that I won't get thirsty and have to keep coming here to draw water." He told her, "Go, call your husband and come back." "I have no husband," she replied. Jesus said to her, "You are right when you say you have no husband. The fact is, you have had five husbands, and the man you now have is not your husband. What you have just said is quite true." "Sir," the woman replied, "I can see that you are a prophet. Our ancestors worshipped on this mountain, but you Jews claim the place where we must worship is in Jerusalem." "Woman," Jesus replied, "believe me, a time is coming when you will worship the Father neither on this mountain nor in Jerusalem. You Samaritans worship what you do not know. We worship what we do know, for salvation is from the Jews. Yet, a time is coming and has now come when true worshipers will worship the Father in the Spirit and in truth, for they are the kind of worshiper the Father seeks. God is Spirit, and his worshipers must worship in the Spirit and in truth." The woman said, "I know that Messiah, called Christ, is coming. When he comes, he will explain everything to us." Then Jesus declared, "I, the one speaking to you, am he." I have always loved this story about the Samaritan woman, perhaps because I see a little bit of myself in her ambivalent skepticism each time she addresses Jesus with, "Sir, sir, sir." I almost hear a hint of sarcasm in her voice, keeping Jesus at arm's length. No need to let this Jewish man get too high up on his horse. After all, this Samaritan woman had good reason to be suspicious of someone like Jesus. First, because she was a woman, rendered less than by her culture. Second, she was used to being shunned by others. Women typically drew water together in groups. It was a social occasion, but this woman was drawing water alone. And third, because she was a Samaritan. Jews and Samaritans have been at odds for centuries, dating back to the Old Testament days when the kingdom of Israel split into two. Although they worshipped the same God and shared ancestral roots, the Jews refused the Samaritans' help when rebuilding the temple in Jerusalem because they viewed the Samaritans as less than. Over time, animosity between the two groups grew so much that Jews even avoided traveling through Samaria, opting to cross the Jordan River instead. Until Jesus. Jesus put aside the cultural stigma he had inherited as a Jewish man and saw this woman deeply for all of who she was. A woman, a Samaritan, someone making questionable choices, and someone fully loved by God. Take some time this week to sit with this story and ask yourself, who do you identify with more, Jesus or the Samaritan woman? Or maybe it's the disciples. Has culture or religion made you feel like you had to hide parts of yourself? Or perhaps you've been the one to send others into hiding? Whatever the case may be, Jesus invites it all into his living waters. There's no need to hide. We can let his love cover us. Let's pray. God, thank you for being the God who sees us fully. You see our gifts and you see our shortcomings, and you invite us to bring them all into the loving presence of your redemptive waters. We confess the ways we've let our hearts harden towards others, even when that hardness might be warranted. I pray you'll forgive us for the pain we cause when we let fear, anger, and division keep us from seeing people fully for who they are. And I ask that you would heal our wounds, heal my wounds, when I am the one who has been trampled on. Thank you for being a God who mends, who knits us back together when culture or politics or even religion tears us apart. May we learn to see ourselves and all people as Jesus sees, fully loved and made in the image of God. Amen.